Welcome back to The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. A new exhibition at the Rehoboth Art League asks a simple but powerful question. What about the women? That's the title of Rehoboth-based artist Kim Klebe's latest show, which features a deeply personal collection of mixed-media works exploring the stories, struggles, and strength of women across generations. Through layered materials like watercolor, charcoal, rice paper, and house paint, Klebe captures what it means to be broken, rebuilt, and still standing. In this edition of Arts Playlist, Delaware Public Media's Martin Matheny catches up with Klebe for a closer look at the themes behind her work and the emotions she hopes to evoke through her art.
Tell me about your artistic journey so far and how you've gotten to this point.
Oh, my. My artistic journey has been a lifetime journey. I've been an artist as long as I can remember. The artwork that I've enjoyed has ranged from a lot of drawing when I was a little girl, lots and lots of drawing. I can remember sitting in church with my family, and people sit pretty still in church, so I like to draw them while they were sitting still. So I got a lot of practice drawing the back of people's heads. So I did a lot of that as a kid, and then I went to art school. Much to my parents' chagrin, they were not interested in me being an artist at all. They thought I'd starve, and, you know, I mean, at times they were right about that. So art school kind of introduced me to a lot of different types of art, and I learned more about how to paint and, you know, all the things that you learn in school. And so from there, I had been a watercolorist, I worked in acrylics, I did theater sets, then I went to, it was in 2017, actually, I remember that very well. I started experimenting with wine and beer, and not drinking it, but using it as an art medium. So I would pour wine and beer onto a surface and let it move around, let it dry, and then look at it and find the shapes that were hidden in the wine and beer and begin to make those shapes into pretty elaborate kind of illustrations. And then recently I got into more of a mixed media, which is what is hanging at the Art League right now. So I've dabbled in a lot of different things.
You mentioned your work is mixed media, and certainly that adds a lot of texture to the work. I wonder if you could talk a little bit about the different materials that go into the paintings that are on display and what they add to the work.
Lately, I've been throwing the kitchen sink at the paintings. The type of work I'm doing now starts with a wood panel, and then I cover the wood panel with rice paper. I adhere it with a archival type of adhesive, and I kind of crinkle the rice paper to give it some texture and creases, which makes it kind of interesting. And then from there, there's charcoal, there's pastel, there's basic acrylic paint, there's house paint, there's Conte crayon, cut paper. I've used things like old flip-flops around the house, painted the bottom of them, and used those for texture. So yeah, it's very experimental. It's fun. It's interesting because it's experimental. And you know, what happens if I do this? What happens if I spray water right here on the? What if I put tissue paper on it and then spray water on it? Well, okay, well that creates kind of a translucent layer, and I can see the layers underneath of it. So that's the process I'm in now, which is very it's very invigorating. It's exciting, and I don't always do the same thing twice. Every time I do something, it's something new.
It sounds like it's more intuitive than analytical when you're looking at the wood and adding layers.
Yeah, it definitely is. It is very intuitive. I'm kind of in my own little world when I'm doing that, and lose all track of time. And I think that's because I don't even know how to describe that feeling, but it is almost like a spiritual kind of thing. It just kind of takes over, and I'm grabbing whatever. And next thing I know, 4 or 5 hours have passed and I have to take a break.
One thing that really struck me about your work is how evocative the titles are. Misogyny, DEI Hire, In the Red. Do you start with a title, or does the title emerge as you're putting the work together?
The title emerges because since 2017, when I was doing the wine and beer pours, and I was doing those as a reaction to current events in 2017. And since then, many of my titles or subjects have been influenced heavily by current events. So while I'm working on a piece, I may, many times I have podcasts or music with news interludes playing in the background, and something will enter my ear. And it's got to be something that moves me in a certain way. So if I hear something like, you know, the whole DEI thing, for example, that invoked a lot of feeling in me. And so I was working on, you know, the recent show I've done right now is called What About the Women? So every subject in this show is a woman, because I do think that there's a lot of, it's not just about women, obviously, what's happening in the world, but a lot of what's happening in the world, particularly in the United States, is affecting women. And so I just started thinking about that particular topic when I was working on that piece. And the woman in that piece is, you know, there's some ethnic qualities about that woman. And so I just started kind of making that connection. But it's also, those titles also for me capture a moment in time. This is what was happening at this moment when I painted this painting. So like misogyny, I painted a woman with a big smile wearing a gold foil crown. And ever since I was a little girl, the beauty pageants, I was always bothered by them. And I wasn't sure as a little girl why I was bothered by them. It just, parading the women out in their bathing suits kind of made me think about, like, I don't know, cattle. What are we doing? You know, why are we parading these women around? So that title, that the misogyny is M-I-S-S, you know, hyphen. But I do think that there, and of course, this is just my opinion. But I do think there is a little bit of that in that type of exploitation of women.
Yeah. And, you know, then, okay, now show us your talent, your singular talent.
Yeah. And it will watch you twirl the baton.
Yeah. I think it's really interesting that you're in the studio working and you've still got this sort of connection to the larger world around you, and sort of that's feeding your work. I think that's really an interesting thing. And I wanted to follow up on that a little bit too, because your work is so socially relevant right now. Mm-hmm. And so I wonder if you could reflect a little bit on the importance of art at this moment right now in America.
I think art during this time is very important for the artist, because when you're an artist expressing yourself in this way, it's almost like you're laying your soul bare. You're putting yourself out there, and it can be very nerve-wracking when that show is hanging and you feel kind of like, all right, well, that's all my innermost thoughts that are hanging there. And You don't know how people will react to it. Some people don't react well. They may have some negative things to say because it could be inspired by a title that makes somebody upset, or it could be the subject of the painting, whatever, it can upset people. But I do think that's important to make sure that expression is still being expressed. It's important for the artist. And I think the people that I know that have gone to see this particular show at the Art League have come up to me, and I had this one woman come up to me, and she was very emotional. She just kept saying, thank you for doing this show, and telling me about how much it means to her, and how important it is to highlight this particular topic. So I think art for the general population during a time of uncertainty is a way to reach people. It's a way for people to find connection and kind of a safe place to go, to be able to look at something, feel something, look at that painting, feel it, understand it, make your own personal connection with that art, and maybe walk away with a feeling of peace, or a feeling like, okay, I just found something that touched me, and that's a beautiful thing. That's kind of my way of thinking about why art is so important.
Thanks to Rehoboth-based artist Kim Clavey and R. Martin Matheny for joining us on this latest edition of Arts Playlist. Clavey's What About the Women exhibit is on view at the Rehoboth Art League through June 8th. And we finish out the green next with History Matters, where we learn more about one of the country's first female landscape architects, Marion Coffin, and her lasting impact on Delaware. This is The Green on Delaware Public Media.